The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Hey, the one in the throne I'm rule. In the rather say they have not tried. You don't know, say I them, they are the fool. Hey, there is no...
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Football Association, Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, Jazz in the Gardens, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pindertel, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
What am I look for? Them not gonna see something dramatic and extraordinary. Never see I when I clean, only when I dirty. That's my reason on this long journey. I'm so one dude from you can be around this. Yo, summertime you have to learn to live with it. I am boundaries far away, restrict. Like those who want to fix it, the bucket. Check it, no other light. Be wise, another guide. Some can't recognize wicked heart. Must put them down, burning you with words, power and sound. Yeah, full time.
You've got it locked to the Tuesday, March 4th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Tuesday edition. You know we'll be touching base with Grand Bahama in short order as we do each and every Tuesday. As you know, each and every Tuesday, awesome supplement in The Guardian, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News, all things Grand Bahama. And on the flip side of the break, we will be getting caught up with Sarah Kirkby and I think Darren. Darren may be joining us today. Darren may be tied up. I'll know by the flip side of the break. But we will be having a conversation with those guys as we do each and every Tuesday right here on Talking Heads, getting caught up with Grand Bahama and, of course, what's going on outside as well. All right, and if you want to chime in today, the lines are going to be open. Here's how.
Here's how you become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, like I said, we got a lot to talk about Grand Bahama related, but we also got a lot to talk about. Boy, here's how they look today.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison's 1844, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And don't forget, new arrivals in stock right now, both locations, the flagship store, top of the hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location, both available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. For more info and to do your shopping online, simply log on to finethreads.com. All right. Big headline, $58 million travel spend since 2021. $58 million. Mr. Producer, I mean, I ain't trying to be disrespectful when I say this, but you have four eyes to my two. No disrespect. Is that $58 million that I see? Or four of your eyes and all two of my eyes see $58 million, right? And I don't mean that in the Bible when I said I'm my brother, but I'm trying to make sure. $58 million since 2021. So we just crack in to 2025, but we'll be broad, all right? Say 4 years, all right? Wow. That's $14.5 million a year they spending on travel. From 21 to now, $58 million travel spent since 2021. So that $58 million spent from 2021 till now, in more or less 4 years, is $14.5 million. We got the poverty level hovering around 50% or more. The lines are miles long at soup kitchens. There are hungry people in this country, can't afford the necessities. The cost of living is up the wazoo. But y'all got $58 million to travel? For what? Now begs the question, where is the $58 million return on our investment? And listen, if you look at it in past years, 2016, 2017, 76,000 was spent. 2017, 2018, 104,213 was spent. 2018, 2019, 187,797 was spent. Low travel COVID years not included. Then 2021, $1,230,721. 2022-23, $2,456,364. 2023-24, 9 months, only 9 months, $2,271,138. And 2024, 2025, 6 months only, $2,249,633. So, that's a big jump. That's a huge jump. It's crazy. Good day, Naughty. 58 million can buy you a nice Airbus jet and set it up as the OPM jet and still have money left over. Yeah, but didn't we buy one old drug plan? I mean, anyway, that's a different story. Where the money for that going? Ah, boy. And check this out. I remember this prime minister in 2023 said, as much has been achieved to revive abandoned relationships and restore the reputation of the Bahamas, we will reduce travel expenditure to a level at or below fiscal year 2019-2020 levels. Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis, May 2023. I think he misspoke again, Texter. You know he leads the leagues in misspokes and miserrors and misspeaking, so you know. Boy, I tell you. But that's a lot. See some other headlines. Mitchell says criticism over government travel is nonsense. Actually, reading what Mitchell has to say is nonsense. Criticism over government travel is nonsense. That's our money. We have a right to criticize. What's nonsense is most of your statements recently, Mr. Mitchell. And sadly, it used to be when you're wearing one hat. The chairman hat, you might make sense. Or the MP for Fox Hill, you might make sense. Or the Minister of Affairs and Foreign Affairs, you might make sense. But now when you got either any of them hats on, you ain't making no sense. It's nonsense. Silly septuagenarians in politics need to be retired this lap. Seriously. AG Todd's government action on good governance legislation. You can read it for yourself. Story by Rachel Scott. Contract to refurbish water and sewage water tanks didn't address the most critical part, court hears. A contract to refurbish, Adrian Gibson served as executive chairman of the Water and Sewage Corporation, didn't address the most critical part, a jury heard yesterday. Read more on that. It's still before the courts as well, too. So read it and take it in. Naughty epic fail, financial damage. Of course. Naughty, does that include the BMW? Good afternoon. I don't know. I got to find out. Naughty, is the Bahamas a fair state? No. This administration is a failure potentially, but not the state. We got a lot of things going on that have worked correctly and harnessed correctly and managed correctly. We could be quite successful. But this is a potential failed administration for sure. Just look at the results. Naughty, the whole PLP administration and its rabid supporters need to go away the heck in Jibim and never come back. Jibim, I heard that word in a long time. Baby, where are you from? Are you from in the back of Jibim? Naughty, no one can now, nobody can take what Prime Minister Davis says seriously. The truth is not in him. Wow. All right. But there you go. It's done set off. That's a, you know, a wrap on the headlines brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. We're going to get to the first break, flip side of the break. We'll check out The Buzz, brought to you by John Shoes. And we'll be joined by Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News. We'll be talking all things Grand Bahama. She was buzzing in Grand Bahama. And we'll get Sarah's take on some of today's headlines as well. It's all coming up as the Tuesday, March 4th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Mr. Producer, let Sizzla Kalonji take me to the break, babe.
I'm surprised and wicked art. I must put you down, burning you with words, power and some. What am I look for? Them not gonna say something dramatic and extraordinary. Never see I when I clean, only when I dirty. That's my reason on this long journey. I'm someone good from you can be around this. Yo, summertime you have to learn to live. Why restrict? Like those who want to fix the bucket. Check it out, I like to be wise and I
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes. We have the best salads and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. Each order is made with love and the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our three locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex, open until 4 p.m. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition ready to go.
You're a builder. You want to give your client the best material at the best prices, and you need to put food on the table. Well, check out these prices at Pinder Enterprises. 5/8 pressure-treated roofing ply starting at $36.68 includes VAT. By the way, all these prices include VAT. Gray Select Water Shield, $134.20 a roll. Felt, £15, $16.50, £30, $19.80. Owens Corning Duration Shingles and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallner Roof Cement, $33.47. When it comes to screwing and nailing, Pender got you covered. He got every nail and screw you could possibly need.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. An experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new barbecue bacon ranch sandwich. Bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe extra large white meat fillet topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce, all placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC barbecue bacon ranch sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Hey, the one in the throne I'm rule. In the right side, you don't know, say I them, they are the fool. Hey, there is no other like John. Be wise and not a guide. Some can't recognize wicked heart. Must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. Yeah, full-time Babylon realize Sizzler is the element of surprise and wicked heart. I must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. What am I look for? Them not gonna say something dramatic and extraordinary. Never see I when I clean, only when I dirty. That's my reason of this long journey. I'm someone who from you can be around this. Yo, summertime you have to learn to live.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, March 4th edition of Talking Heads. Time to get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And don't forget, man, little FYI, John said, you know, the Easter stock is arriving rapidly, daily, all right? Easter's around the corner, and don't forget, John's is going to have it all for you for the Easter, all right? And don't forget, they now carry Nautica and New Balance as well. And I keep on listening, I got some big breaking information coming soon. Yeah, some big things popping with John's. Excuse me, I wouldn't talk it now, but John's telling me I can't do it, so I got to put big things popping, and I'm loving the New Balance at John's, bro. Always, you know, been a fan of New Balance and got a serious sneaker collection. Y'all know I'm a huge sneakerhead, and I always love having New Balance in my arsenal. Always. And options too. And John's as well, man. I mean, the price is going to be off the chain. So it's a good thing, man. Happy day for me. Happy day for me. Hey. All right. With that being said, let's head down to Grand Bahama. Let's check in with Sarah Kirkby. Tuesday edition of the show. We called it the sick ward from the MASH unit. We got all the cuckamonga-itis. We got all the cuckamonga phobia. What's going on, Sarah? I know Darren's MIA today. What's happening with you and the crew down there in Freeport, though? What's good?
We're getting better. Getting better. I unfortunately gave it to a couple of people, but we're hanging in.
All right.
I
all
love
right.
The MASH.
So I can hear you now, and we all good, and we good to go. So let us know what's happening down there in Grand Bahama.
Before we get started, I have to do one thing because, you know, like family, like you, I get in trouble. If I don't say happy birthday to my mom, who is 85 today.
I will reach through the phone and tap you one upside the head. Exactly. So go ahead.
So the mother is 85 today. Please make a fuss of her. Call her if you know her. Messenger
85. That's a wonderful age, and I'm going to talk to Cuban Willie and make sure let's get that in the numerology report. That's a late three ball right there. 085.
I'm telling you, so she's looking good. She's still got her wits about her. Trust me.
So what you got, mom's for her birthday, man? 85. That's a milestone, man. I'm thinking you should get her like midget strippers on roller skates and like mini Chippendale dudes, and you know, let her have a half dozen of them and have a good time.
That woman would love every minute of that. But we're going to do lots of flowers and some Prosecco and get the old ladies together and keep them corralled so they don't misbehave too bad, because I'm sure they're going to talk enough garbage about everybody.
That's ridiculous. At 85? You have every right to.
She just make up stuff at that point. Her and her friends sit around. And
God bless me to see 85. I talking smack about everybody. Everybody.
Exactly. I mean, it's hysterical. My daughter sits there and listens to her and a couple of her friends talk. And she's just dying laughing. Do you remember him? Oh, no, he died. Do you remember so-and-so? Oh, yes, he used to date so-and-so. The stuff they come up with, it's great.
The 4 o'clock tea time, it'll never be the same.
Never be the same.
All right, so setting it off. Though, happy birthday to your moms, though, Sarah, from my house to yours.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, 85. That's a wonderful age, man. May she enjoy this and many more.
I hope so. Okay, so what we got for you? We got a new chamber president. So
correct.
That's big news for us.
So we still got Sarah, or did she drop?
No, I'm here.
All right, so break it down. We got a new chamber commerce.
New chamber president.
Dylan Knowles.
Dylan Knowles. Yeah, Dylan's quite very well known on the island. He has worked for the Grand Bahama Port Authority. He's worked with PharmaCam. He worked with the very late, great Chris Lowe. I was doing a lot of solar panel work as well. Great guy, very well versed in the Hawksbill Creek Agreement. He's part of the Freeport Licensee Group as well, and is going to have a very good year, I think. I think he's really poised to do this job and is looking forward to it and wants to make sure that the way of doing business here is good, the way it works with the Port Authority government and with all these new companies coming in is good also for the Grand Bahamians. So I would encourage everybody to have a look at that. And if you're not a chamber member, I would suggest you join. We have a really strong chamber like they do in Abaco. Everybody wants to help each other. And so I would encourage you, if you're not part of that, to join. And you can also, you don't have to be from Freeport. You can be from West End or East End. It is open to everybody in Grand Bahama. So I encourage everybody to join in.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Glad to know that they're excited, though, and the chamber's excited.
Oh, yeah. It is. It's good. And you get some fresh blood in. You know, Mr. Carey's been there for 2 years. Mr. Carey was a very strong spokesperson. He used to run insurance management, has his own consultancy company now, and did a really great job. I mean, he was at every event, always spoke up, was a big, big proponent for the Port Authority and the government working together for the island, which, you know, is very important for us. And so, well done to Mr. Carey for all his time, and well done to the team that is stepping in with Dylan, especially Donna Jones, who's well known, and Patra Albrey and Eddie Wine, who's coming on, and there's one other I'm missing. So it's a great team. So I hope everyone stays tuned and works hard with them. Unfortunately, we've had a couple more fires, so that fire truck came just in time.
In the nick of time. Well, the fires were waiting on the fire truck, eh?
Seriously, but unfortunately, we had some more bad news today. So there were fires last week, in the weekend, that went into our paper that were happening again by the International Bazaar. Luckily, there was also some stuff to do with residential. The fire truck was available to help. Today, the International Bazaar has been on fire again in a different area.
And the police say these are intentionally set, correct?
Yeah, but a lot of them are believing it's intentionally set at this point.
So let me be facetious up front. Let me rephrase that. The arsonists were waiting for the fire truck to get there so they could have some fun. Is that what it is?
Unfortunately, I think that's what we're looking at. One, there's two theories here. There are some arsonists, but there's also people who are kind of getting out of getting their land cleared and using this as a way to clean their land, and then the fire gets out of control. So they do talk about that in the article we have. And today is a perfect issue of what we have a problem with. We only have one working fire truck while we wait for these other trucks that you see in the picture that's in the paper today to be repaired. There were two fires going today in two different areas, one downtown Freeport and one in the Lucaya area. And unfortunately, in the chat group I was in, we were told the one closest to my house could not be taken care of because they were already at the International Bazaar. So not good news.
Boy, not good at all.
Yeah, and also these are things that Dent was having an issue.
Correct.
So these are things that we have to get resolved. So I encourage
and right now,
government sort this out.
And if we do have people that are that, you know, for lack of a better word, stupid, that they're going to be setting fires right now, I mean, that makes no sense.
No, in windy conditions, the winds have all picked up here with the cool weather that just came through. I mean, it's just, and these are brush fires. And you know what this place is, you know what islands is like.
See,
it gets dry.
But
well, y'all don't know. Y'all don't have much.
See Los Angeles. See California fires recently and see what accelerated them and what happened.
Worse than probably what Dorian can do. So we need to really be smart about it. We need to not have these arsonists doing this. So I do hope the police and the fire department get this in control. They obviously know what's going on. So I really think we all need to support them as much as possible.
Well, if I see a statement, police, recent fires, intentionally set, police believe. Well, if they believe they're intentionally set, start reining in your potential arsonists who you all know about and go from there.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Agreement.
It's good to know that they were on the ball because we called them and, thinking that they're just going to tell us that these were fires that started and they're the ones that saying, no, we believe these are intentional. And then they mentioned about people starting the fires to clear their land. So, yeah, so they're on the ball, and I encourage them to do more. The other thing we're going to talk about is the bridge.
Right, the agreement closed for Taino Bridge repair.
Taino Bridge. So, we're all like, when is it going to happen? And unfortunately, what's holding us up, it's pretty big. Obviously, this bridge connects the smaller part of the island, which has on it Stone Crab, Bell Channel, a couple hotels. Fish fry, where everybody likes to go on Wednesday. Everything goes over, and there's these smaller bridge to go over. But unfortunately, it also has the cable, the power, the water, the internet is all connected to the bridge as well. So that all has to be aligned and moved before they can even start the work on the bridge. So according to who is CEO of Lusco, she gave us an updated statement, and she talks about that. The only issue that we all see a lot, obviously traffic has slowed down. It's not like it's a long waiting line, not like lines that you have in Nassau. We're obviously very lucky about, because we have less people, the traffic situation. But our problem is like when tourists come, we have these great double-decker buses. They have to get off those double-decker buses, go onto these smaller little buses, and then transport across. And David Wallace talks about it. It's a little 15-minute wait, but it is an inconvenience. And so we are hoping that those utilities and all the regulators are getting are hurrying to get this done so we can get it fixed because it's an important lifeline also for the people who are residents in that area.
Excuse me, I'm choking to death, but yeah, definitely they need to get that done. For a long time, I've heard residents of Grand Bahama, family and friends, say that needs to be rectified. Something needs to be done with that.
Yeah, so they need to do it properly. And so at least they're getting there, and they've already hired Bahamas Hot Mix. We're here to get it done. They're literally just waiting for these deals. So it's good news. We're getting there. And then we have a nice recognition for Christina Zanotto. A lot of people know her as the Shark Lady. She's the one that can put them in the catatonic state. Have you ever seen that? She has them so that the nose is pointed in her hand and the tail's up, and then she reaches inside their mouths and takes hooks out.
Right. I've seen documentaries with her on there.
Yeah, she's incredible. She also, and I wish we had put this picture in the paper, she also dives all those caves that we have here because we have a huge underground system that's protected now by the Bahamas National Parks, BNT, and she actually mapped them. There was a story that Zed Ness had done recently on her, and she mapped all of those. She goes into, caves where, you have to go through and then you push the tank through. Afterwards, I would never do that.
Nor would I. So as long as she's doing it, props to her and get all the information you can for all of us.
Yeah, she's amazing. So she does all of this, and she's being recognized as Diver of the Year, which is such an amazing honor. She does, you know, she's teaching people how to dive. There's a really nice story about her here, teaching the police and working with our military here and teaching them. And it's all about, you know, she also is a big advocate for shark safety. So it's a really nice story. And if you have anybody in your family who's interested in anything to do with diving or anything, she is the girl to follow. She's amazing.
Well, you know, glad to know that. She's done so much and risked so much. Very brave lady. Props to her.
I know. I have a friend who goes with her. I'm like, you guys are nuts. My claustrophobia would be out of... Anyway, we got other stories, a nice story. They're working on crafting. It's an art craft working. You know, with the carnival coming, and hopefully they're saying that others might do this as well. They want to improve what's going to be happening down at carnival with booths. Instead of just selling straw market items, which are still gorgeous, but they're trying to get people to, you know, branch out and do other items and do different unique things that are crafting and unique to Bahamians. So this is an art class that was offered by the Port Authority, which we thought was pretty good. And we were really happy to report one of our eyesores is becoming an eyeful, and they're cleaning up an area in Bahamia. So we love it to see, you know, when that happens. That's great.
Especially with them eyesores. Because you all had a couple of them, and glad to know they're getting cleaned up for sure.
Yeah, well, we've got another story coming on that, because unfortunately, we have a bigger issue with that. There is, you know, the Grandmama Port Authority, we often get over the fact that, you know, buildings aren't knocked down and cleaned up. It was something that was brought up on your radio station by someone talking about the International Bazaar. But the Port Authority doesn't own those businesses or the hotels or apartments that have been abandoned, and in order for them to clean it up, what I believe they want to do, they want to, you know, you put a lien on the building so that when someone does want that, they get paid back for the work they've done to clean it up, and then the owner will get the rest of the money. And that has to all be approved through government legislation, and that's what the Port Authority is waiting to do on a lot of cleanup that's happening here. They don't have those regulations approved. So one of our stories will be about that coming up soon. We need that legislation to change because, you know, with new people coming in, you want your island to look as beautiful as possible, but you also have to get, you know, paid back if you're cleaning up something that the owner is not doing to make your island look better. So this is a story we'll be covering, as well as some others happening this week. We've got skydiving back again. And I think there's some other, some renamings of streets that are happening here. A lot of other fun stories happening for Freeport this week, too.
So it's a good read, as always, man. Good stuff with the supplement each and every week, Sarah. Appreciate your contributions. We got to get to this break. Got to open up the lines a little bit. But like I said, thanks for chiming in. Hopefully next week we'll be all together, you, me, and Darren. I know Darren had to deal with some pressing business today, but he assured me he'll be on next week. So it'll be good to hear from both of you next week as well.
It'd be great. And if I can remind you to just pop on the front page, have a look. There's two events happening. There's one that's near and dear to my heart. It's the Humane Society fundraiser. We're having a hoedown. So I want everyone to make sure they get their tickets for that and support us as best they can. And thank you to the Nassau companies who also support us. I'm very grateful. And also the Freeport Business Expo is coming up, which is a big thing for us. If you're in your business with Carnival coming, the shipyard, all of these things that are going to be happening in the positive for Grand Bahama, maybe this is the time for you to come and have a look and see if you want to expand to our beautiful island.
Yes, indeed. Go out and support those worthy causes as well. All right, sir. Good stuff. Have a good remainder of the week over there in Grand Bahama, and we'll talk again next Tuesday, all right?
Thank you, darling. I appreciate it. Lovely to chat with you.
And happy birthday to your mom again.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. We'll get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll open up the lines and we'll get you ready for Cuban Willie's numerology report and the news at 5. All right. So keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, March 4th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Me no take that from the one. Give thanks, I'm still here. Wanting to see I dead and rot. None of them can't come stabbing at the buck. Can't get caught by your wolf fuck. The forensics are trust that can't relax. Yeah, no, the light can be ways and a guide. Some can't recognize.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of clips to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich. Bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe extra-large white meat filet topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce, all placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Hey, the one in the throne I'm rule. In the rather say they have not tried. You don't know, say them, they are the fool. Hey, there is no other like to be wise and not a guide. Some can't recognize wicked art. Must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. Yeah, full-time Babylon realize Sizzler is the element of surprise and wicked art. I must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. What am I look for? Them not gonna say something dramatic and extraordinary. Never see I when I clean, only when I dirty.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, March 4th edition of Talking Heads. And yeah, for those of you at the barbershop who say, I know nothing but Sizzler, you all want me to play a different Sizzler? Mr. Producer, do you really want me to go there? You can let them know that the collection of Kalonji is deep in the back there. Very, the box very big. You know what? For the next break, we can go to news, get them a ride. I can send you the link for that right now. That's another one we could bust off a little bit. But yeah, I'm going to check out the text lines right now. But like I said, if you think I don't know nothing but Sizzler, all right, this for the barbershop. I got you covered right now, all right? But like I told you, a lot of people buzzing, a lot of people talking. Naughty, Super Value found a less expensive supplier of eggs, and all of a sudden, Prime Minister Davis did something. What did he do as Minister of Public Works beside a lot of that building? But anyway, I want to know what happened to the Golden Yolk program. I had a lot of talk about the Golden Yolk, which turned into a golden joke. And now we have huevos, which is Spanish for eggs. We have huevos from somewhere around the world. I hear a Cuban, I hear a Mexican, I hear a, the egg speak Spanish. Los huevos hablan español. So I don't know. I don't know if they came from Spanish-speaking chickens or gallinas or, you know, I'm just saying. I needs to know. I mean, they got a lot of deserts in Mexico, man. A lot of iguanas, man. And maybe iguana eggs. I don't know. I need to find out. I need somebody to do it. I need to know. Ah, boy. You got that, Mr. Producer? I'll do you right now. Now somebody texts me, Naughty, bust some Sanchez. I can bust some Sanchez, but not that. Look, we can deal with Sizzler for now, but remind me through the weekend. By the weekend, I'll bust off some Sanchez for you all, too. All really just try to tell me to play music straight through. You all just believe I lang sometimes. All right, what else we got? excuse me. Not even what they said they spent on travel, family, friends, and lovers. That's what they told us. But that may not be the actual fix. Oh, boy. Yes, Naughty, but the eggs don't have where they came from. All other name brands have the origins on the label. This is true. Naughty, good day. It's cheaper the PM don't run Fred Mitchell again. He is causing the PRP party, man. That man is full of crap. He's controlling the PM. He's killing the PRP party. He needs to listen to Pintard and retire from frontline politics. Millions on travel and Grand Bahama can't put out a fire, Naughty. Ah, boy. Funny how Mr. Davis is claiming to be a climate change advocate, but allows Mr. Musk to land aerospace rockets with hundreds of thousands of gallons of accelerants here for free. It's a farce. What else we got here? Naughty, every time I hear Fred Mitchell speak, I hold my head. He seldom is in touch with the electorate, and I wonder if he lives or understands the common man. Tell him keep his opinions and voice notes to himself, because they are not very mature and very reflective of a decent politician. I see what you tried to do there, Texter. You tried to slide it in and cost me a man. Yeah, but y'all ain't no good, you know. Y'all wicked when you're already, boy. I tell you. Naughty, I hear the eggs are Dominican. I hear it's a Dominican Republic company. Naughty, I prayed to the omnipotent one to retire Fred Mitchell as well. I confess. Great show, Naughty. My coworker don't believe that Naughty and Daddy Whites are two different people. And Cuban, no. Let me go on record and say, Jonathan Russell is Daddy Whites. I, Inigo Zenigazalaya, am known as Naughty. There is no comparison. I do what I do. He does what he does. Two different leagues. Totally two different leagues. Okay? Can I say it any more diplomatically than that? I got flavor. I'm tropical. I got all kind of nice mixtures. I'm dingy, conky Joe like Whites. Let me just put it to you like that. All right? So, yeah, no. Wrong dude. Two separate entities. One been doing this and blazing the trail, me. The other one following the trail I blazed. Doing a good job in his own and his lane. Props to him. But two different people. Totally different people. All right? So we could clarify that for the record. Okay? Since some of you are still caught up on that. If you don't even look alike. He never looked this good in his life. And I'm older. And better. All right. So, here we go. Oh, what's the word you use to describe Mr. Mitchell? Naughty? You mean silly septuagenarian, that one? Let me know, text, if that's the one you're referring to. Okay? All right. Anyway, hopefully that got your co-worker clarified on the identity situation. All right? All right. But I digress. Good first hour, everybody who chimed in, texted in, and, called in. Getting ready to get to the news. We got Cuban Willie's numero brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And then once we get through that, we'll get into the news at 5. And then at 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports. Pearly will be in the building. Naughty, you won't believe how long it took me to realize that you is Cuban. Oh, God. Oh, God. But now you realize it, okay? There you go. And just share the videos when you see them, all right? There you have it, okay? All right. So, with that being said, we're going to get to that break, Mr. Producer. All right, let Sisley carry us to the break, man, with that other one I got for the barbershop. Huh? This for my crew at the barbershop, who say I don't know nothing but Sisley. Let me let you hold on some Sisley. Just because I don't play Sisley all the time, that don't mean I don't know nothing but Sisley. And me and Kalanji tight, you know. You better watch yourself.
Journey, Babylon, Western journey. We tell them, say, this redder than red. Do we all this red and be a blood and run red? Go tell them revolution, a swing over them head. For all vampire, this a one you are your peg. Marcus Garvey did, don't come, said Emmanuel, said the liberty, Italy, your life sledge. You want principle, look at King Selassie and the head. And Emperor Selassie and the vision and the Memphis. You and the all had lie down in a bed. Sharing defilements, already dead. The you money and bread. He impress Amiga, tell them glory is the spread. We just come out of his loop, gone dead. Babylon give you a right, pay the money, get your funny. And then brainwash you on the Western journey. Babylon give you a right, pay your money, get your funny. And then brainwash you on the Western journey. We tell you, say, should I know we buy now, so we terrible. Watch out, make we bust them headline buckle. What's the backyard in a deck where you are suffer? We want go where we are, let go the tea and unchuckle. King Selassie said the revolution of young. You are the one to order instead diamond nickel. Fornication, them all arise upon the double. Abomination, me come slow with the triple. Ay, yo, black woman, just know yourself in a the puzzle. Now come do nothing wrong, now come round, now come hustle. And every this and that you must make jump in a your miggle. Now turn them back and not take them wiggle. I chat about fi cool, but them judgment a trickle. The living trumpet, this a no float, nor figgle. You kill it, get to you to miserable. Babylon, give them a right for the money, get them funny. And then brainwash them on them Western journey. Babylon, give them a right for the money, get your funny. Then brainwash them on them Western journey. We tell you, say, this a will not cause pain. Try reach wherever you drop off and strain. Appointed and anointed, get to use them on top work for fame. Words without words can't sustain. And King Selassie say, if you tell you this one, I no game. Stop calling Emperor Selassie name in a vain. Babylon give you a right for the money, get your funny. And then brainwash you on them Western journey. Babylon give you a right for the money, get your funny. And then brainwash you on them Western journey. Me tell you, say, this a red or damn red. Do we all this red? Red and beer, blood and run red. Go tell them revolution a swing over them head. For all vampire, this a one you eye your peg. Marcus Garvey did done come, said Emmanuel, said the liberty Italic you like sledge. You want principle, look at King Selassie at the head. Stops not to cough, look how your mother like shred. We see you on the hall at night, down in a bed. Share him defilement, already dead. Who no come above a hill, get to you instead. Cause down in a Babylon, no stop run. You will get a right for your money, get a funny. Then brainwash you on the Western journey, Babylon. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Hello, everybody. It's Tuesday, and it's me, Cuban Willie, and it's time for your numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game, and I got the cuatro pelotas for you, the four balls.
68, 68. Back to front, front to out, the 68, 68.
Play them and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I never go in wrong congregation. Boy, 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 boy. Cross the man up on Reagan, so.
Talking Heads brought to you by the Bahamas Football Association, Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, Jazz in the Gardens, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pindertel, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
We're into the 5 o'clock hour on the Tuesday, March 4th edition of Talking Heads. We're getting ready to talk sports. Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Pearly will be chiming in short order. But before we get to today in sports history, I brought you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, how are you?
Afternoon, how are you?
Good, good. This is LeVette calling from North Carolina.
Okay.
I just want to say, I heard your show with your wife. It was the last week.
Right.
The Fairy 14 show.
Right.
I must say, first of all, I didn't know she was your wife. I mean, I didn't hear a straight true.
Hold on. Like, all these years you've been hearing me on radio and you don't know Mary Jane is my wife?
No. I know you talk about your wife a lot. I know that.
Right.
But I didn't make the connection because a couple of times that I heard her on the radio with you, I didn't hear anything about wife. Like, I didn't hear it. I mean, I know now that's your wife. But I just want to say, I haven't seen her face, but just listening to her, she's such a beautiful person.
Listen.
She speaks well. But I know you know this. But
I am so blessed, man. Let me tell you, brains, beauty inside and out. Sweet person, most beautiful human being I know. I mean, like, real talk. So,
she really sounds. I mean, and like I said, just listening, even from when y'all did that show Friday. And I like when y'all do the shows together because y'all really blend. I mean, and with your partner in crime, he does a good show with you too. But
Pearly.
Y'all really do a good show to get Happy Woman's Day to her and all of the women in the Bahamas, especially my mom, who's such a wonderful woman herself. But I just want to say that to you. And
where in North Carolina are you calling from?
I never called you before. I called her before. You know, I called periodically. I called twice to a lot.
Right, but I'm saying where in North Carolina, because, you know, my comedy travels have taken me and MJ through the highways and the byways in North Carolina. Raleigh, Durham, Winston-Salem, High Point, Belmont, Matthews, Charlotte, Center City. I mean, I could go on and on.
I am about 20 minutes away from Durham and about 30 minutes away from Raleigh.
Okay, so but like, you got like 3 or 4 good barbecue pits. Either way, go into Ward Raleigh or the Ward Durham. And what I need you to do, like how in true Bahamian fashion, go FedEx one, wrap it, and send it to me via Amazon because it's free delivery.
Then you can send me some content.
Man, listen here. You send me and MJ the barbecue, and Pearly the barbecue, I will make sure you get the conch.
That's no problem.
But definitely, if y'all come to ever come this way, let me know, man. I'm serious. Real talk. If y'all ever come this way, let me know. But I always freaking home, so that's no big thing. You know, that's not a big thing. But I want to say, if y'all ever do a show on somebody finding love, if I don't find love by next year, February, y'all need to do, you and MJ need to do a show with me, finding love. We got to find about 5 different bachelors.
We'll have a boy with that. We'll turn that into a reality show, man. But I will definitely tell MJ.
It's not reality. I can't do that with the type of job I work. I can't do that.
Well, I mean, the type of job me and Pearly work in MJ, where we got to make it a reality show. That's what we do.
Yeah, but I just wanted to send that in, and I just want to say, you know, hello to, I don't know her, but like I said, hearing her, she's her, and the young lady, I saw her face before, who works with Dwight on Tuesdays, I think. Yeah, today. She works with Dwight on Tuesday. And what's her name on Thursday?
And listen, I'm taking away from none of them ladies you're talking about, because I don't know how none of them look, because I be sleeping in the morning now, thank God, after all them years of doing morning radio. But I'll tell you, I am truly blessed. Let me tell you. Pearly, yeah, I'll tell you, I outkick my coverage with MJ, man. Brains, beauty, everything.
Keep it going, Jack. Keep it going. I mean, keep it.
And you know you got to feel special when you're still traveling in the States and they still card your wife how young she looks. But you can sit there and just feel good.
I like when they do that, and I go into, like, I don't drink like that, but they always ask you for your, I said, listen here, I'm 53. How much younger y'all want me to look?
Really?
That's good. So that means she really.
Yeah, looks, man. I got a pie. I got the complete package, man. I am totally blessed.
That's good. Okay, hello, Pearly, if he comes on.
Pearly, right there.
I'm right here. How you doing?
Hey, Pearly, sometime too, periodically, when I come home from work.
Yes,
so.
I remember you talking from, saying you from Carolina. I remember a call from you before.
Yeah.
But I will definitely make sure, get this message to MJ, for sure.
Yeah, definitely for sure.
She'll be on tomorrow, so, you know, if you want to chime back in when she's on, do that for sure.
Okay, I would then. I definitely would. I'll call back.
All right, tomorrow. No worries, man. Appreciate the call, though. Appreciate the sentiment. Thanks so much, eh?
Okay, bye-bye, Pearly.
Bye-bye. Take care.
So what's going on, Pearly?
Right here, man. Right here in this corner.
So what's
going
on? Naughty. Uh-huh.
You know, I had an interesting experience today. My baby called, say she had a flat tire. My girlfriend called, say she had a flat tire. And between her and my other friend, they both have the same name, laughing at me thinking I don't know how to change tire.
Well, you don't.
I don't. I did a good job, too. I pulled that tire off, took it to the shop, got a new one put on, came back and put it back on all that in minutes. Well done.
Did you have somebody do it for you? You authorized it or you actually did it?
I literally did it myself. They said, pretty boy, Ryan, you know how to change tire. I literally did it myself.
Okay, I can take your word for it.
It's a big accomplishment, and you ain't helping none either, you know. You're supposed to be my brethren. You should be helping me right
but
now.
But I'm a very chivalrous thing. I think you personally deserve a lap dance. I mean, a reward for all your efforts. Is that helping you enough?
That helps a lot. That helps a lot.
Okay,
thank
good.
You,
Vaya con Dios. Right. Happy trails.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah, let's get into Dan Sports History before you make
a record. Oh, we haven't done that yet? Okay.
You know, I was waiting on you, but we can do that now before Erica called.
Before Jeff called, yeah.
All right, here we go. And, of course, you know, today in Sports History brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget, every Wednesday and Friday, happy hour, Naughty Johnny's 5 to 7. Don't forget, tomorrow's Wednesday. Be sure to check them out on that, all right? And on this day, March 4th, in sports history, 1913, the New York Yankees traveled to Bermuda for spring practice. They were the first team to leave the U.S. to train. 1930, Emma Fanning became the first woman bowler to make a perfect score in competition sanctioned by the Women's International Bowling Congress. 1970, the New York Rangers set an NHL record of 126 games without being shut out. 1981, Guy Lafleur of the Montreal Canadiens scored his 1,000th career point.
He was good.
1993, you better be with a name like Guy. You get my call and something else. Guy Lafleur, come on, man. You know, boy, look here. 1993, ESPN formed the V Foundation with Jimmy Valvano. 1993, in New York, the first ESPY Awards were held. And your sports quote of the day, the way a team plays as a whole determines its success. You may have the greatest bunch of individual stars in the world, but if they don't play together as a team, the club won't be worth a dime. Babe Ruth. Good quote from the Bambino. And that's a wrap, like I said, by Naughty Johnny's. All right. Let's get into the local scene. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau, the home court. And don't forget, man, Wednesday, Whopper Wednesday at Burger King. Don't want to miss out on that, man. Nothing like a Whopper on a Wednesday, man. Sometimes you just need to have that Whopper, that fries, and a moment. You know what I mean? Just love yourself. Because, listen, man, when done, nothing like a Whopper when done correctly. When. Let me tell you, that's off the chain.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
All right, so let's have a look at the local scene. Coach Yo accomplishes major milestone. She's the first Rebels coach to have four straight double-digit conference wins. She's really turned that program around, you know.
Yeah, she's done a fantastic job.
She's done a wonderful, wonderful job. You talk about,
I gotta give her that credit.
You talk about an ambassador to this country and doing a great job doing it and working up the ranks and taking a program that, for lack of a better word, was in the toilet. It wasn't a great program. And look where she's got it now.
Yeah, great job. She
in her own right, she's very coach prime. Like what he's done in Colorado, she's done at Mississippi.
Yeah, and the thing about with women's basketball, other than to say the Tennessee and then UConn, there's no real prima donna type.
South Carolina with homegirl
Dennis now developing to that, so she has an opportunity to build Ole Miss into that as well.
Yeah, but Dawn Staley's doing a good job there too, though. Got to give her credit.
Oh yeah, Dawn Staley's done a fantastic job at South Carolina. I think they got a good chance of winning it again this year.
Yep, I think so too. I think they might be the dark horse, and where they're not the favorite, they got a lot of that pressure off them.
Yeah, but you got some people in South California, you know, two teams in particular in South California don't think you could do that as a team.
Well, you mean that one that's where burgundy and yellow?
Both, yeah. One,
USC?
Both got you in the beginning. One is UCLA, one is USC. Both teams are very good. USC owns UCLA. They'll beat them twice for the year already. But there's other team in the Midwest called Notre Dame has a really good team. So,
but none of them got the juju. None of them got the juice from juju. None of them got the juju juice.
They don't got the juju, but they got somebody close in name Hannah Hidalgo or something like that. And Notre Dame was really close.
All I can tell you is juju got that Mamba mentality, my brother.
She sure does. But Hannah too, though. If you watch Hannah Notre Dame play, she's like that. She's like a real beast. And juju, I could watch either of those two play at any time. They have that beast mentality, that hustle. They do everything that you need to be done to win the game.
All right. Here we go. I got some text coming in, Pearly. Here we go.
I know.
I can get to that. Let me get the home court out of the way, then I get the text. Swimmers qualify Carifter at Blue Waves meet, which is good to know. Not only are we qualifying on the track, we're qualifying in the pool. And, of course, the Bahamas Youth Flag Football League stages of football camp, flag football camp. That was well attended. They did another great job with that, all right? And I'm sure you'll talk about that on Thursday. Now.
And before we get out of home court, tomorrow's the big day. BAIS Track and Field Championships begin tomorrow. SAC against QC. St. John's trying to make a run, so it's going to be some interesting stuff this next couple of days. QE, the Sports Center going to be jumping.
Now, I have no horse in the race. I'm just going to sit here and eat my popcorn, sip my soda, and just watch you sockers do what you sockers do.
I had a good go a few minutes ago, stopping at a restaurant, and this lady was wearing a QC comments. I'm a QC comment fan. I say, cut it, coming tomorrow. Cut behind, coming tomorrow. Oh, we shall see. I said, oh, yeah, we can see.
Y'all old heads be killing me when y'all be getting into it, too. I've seen that happen before. And I say, oh, that's with the most affection.
I'm telling some kids, the alumni get more into it than the students themselves.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
But
all right.
I'm riding with a QC car.
All right, let me get to these texts. Naughty, I ain't gonna lie. You and MJ make good shows. Your wife is well-rounded and very bright. Thank you. I appreciate the sentiment. And yes, I am blessed. And yes, she is very well-rounded and very bright and brilliant. And I haven't won an argument in 24 years. So it's all good. But I'll do it one day. It could happen, right, Pearly?
You won't. You'll never win an argument.
I just helped you with your non-tire changing behind, and that's how quick you throw me under the bus?
I'm trying to make sure you don't get into what you're not supposed. I'm being your friend and telling you, don't try to win the argument. Just go with the flow.
All right. And then, yeah, anyway. Naughty, tell the caller from North Carolina to keep... Naughty, tell that caller from North Carolina to keep that Bahamian slang going strong up there. Don't come back sounding American.
She's been up there long enough.
This one right here for you, Pearly. I like this one. Naughty asked Pearly, why is he changing a tire in 2025 when women are supposed to be independent with equal rights?
Listen, Dexter, I'm hearing you. I'm getting in with you. I ain't getting in trouble because when I'm sleeping on the couch, that's a different story. I ain't getting in with you. You keep your own thoughts to yourself.
Watch this one. Also, tell him he did an awesome job yesterday hosting the show for Lang. This way can go wrong. Naughty, Juju may have that Mamba mentality, but Caitlin has those Jordan stats. And we all know Jordan is better than Mamba. No, but see, you can't even compare Caitlin. I got this one, Pearly, then I could turn you loose. Text that you over and repeatedly. And see, this is where I think that there's like temporary amnesia or some blockage when it comes to Caitlin Clark. There's an overdose of hormones that go to your brain. And, you know, you got this Becky thing going on and you can't think straight because how could you compare Caitlin Clark to Jordan and she's got no hardware, but she's choked in the finals two times? I mean, that would be more of a LeBron comparison, you know, like a lot of stats and a lot of L's in the finals and choking when it counts than comparing to Jordan. So I just want to clarify you on that. And then you can't even compare it to the Mamba because Kobe got 5 and she has 0. So, yeah, get some hardware and then holler back at your boy. I know it's going to be fun for me and Pearly when LeBron retires that we have y'all Caitlin Clarkites or whatever we come up with a name for y'all, you know, the female version of Bronsexual, Caitlin Sexual or whatever. We'll get it going. We'll get it out there. We'll give you your attention.
The Katies. We call them the Katies.
I look forward to it, calling you all out like how I do the Bronsexuals. It'll be good after life after LeBron in the NBA. So that's fine. I have no problem with that. But please, don't get it twisted. Caitlin can't carry Michael's jock with a strap right now. She can't even carry Cynthia Cooper's jock with a strap or her bag. However,
just go to the one who just retired. She can't carry her jock strap.
See?
Yes. That's the white Mamba.
Endorsed by Kobe?
Of course.
And she got some championship rings too, right? College and pro, correct?
She got three WNBA championships. She got two or three national basketball championships and 6 Olympic gold medals.
Anyway. Let Caitlin get, you know, check off some of them lists, some of those criteria, and then you can call us back, okay, Texter? But we know you love some Caitlin.
I'm switching from data to Wi-Fi, so I may go on for 30 seconds.
Okay, that's fine. And of course, we're in the midst of who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And let me tell you, Pearly, I'll tell you who's in for the Yankees. Freed. Man, Freed pitched some nice 3.5-4 innings yesterday for the Yanks, man. I don't know if you caught it. But it was a good performance.
I saw the stats. I heard about it. I saw the highlights. I didn't watch the game.
The fastball was popping. The changeup was nasty. The curveball was nasty. They could sit him down and wait for opening day. Okay? That's how good he looked. So, yeah. I'm looking at Cashman. I'm looking at the job that he did. I like the infield. I like how that's shaping up. I like the outfield how that's shaping up. Got some rejects, too. You got some castaways from the Red Sox and a couple other American League East teams and the dudes playing. So I think we're going to have a well-rounded squad this year in New York. You know, I'm hoping we stay healthy. I'm hoping the Dodgers stay healthy. And I'm hoping we have that rematch in the World Series. Real talk. And now Pearly has switched from data to Wi-Fi. So there will be a disconnect. But we got lots to talk about. So let's get that first break in, Mr. Producer. We'll get the first one in. On the flip side of the break, Pearly and I will be back. We'll be talking more sports. And we'll be getting you ready for our picks as well. And we'll have the final 15 lined up for you today. We don't know who it'll be. Might be Cowherd, might be Ison, might be Nick Wright, but it'll be somebody you enjoy. All coming up. It definitely won't be Ryan Hollis, though. I promise you that.
When I order my steps, soldier, the way is dark and I'm alone, but still I fear no foe, no. Cause now is not the time to sleep or turn the other cheek. Are the wicked in a Babylon stew ya if you're weak?
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame-grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus four chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
Bahamas, are you ready? The world is coming to Wasan for the 2025 CONCACAF Beach Soccer World Cup Qualifiers. March 11th through 16th at the Beach Soccer Stadium next to the Sydney Poitier Bridge. The Jungle Beach Boys, top five in CONCACAF, taking on Mexico, USA, and El Salvador. Beach party meets world-class soccer. Non-stop action, Jungle rhythms, great food, and pure vibes. And it's free. Bring your crew, ring your cowbells, beat your drums, no whistles. March 11th through 16th at the Beach Soccer Stadium. Visit BahamasFA.net for details. Bahamas Beach Soccer, pure vibes.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I never go in wrong congregation. Boy, 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 boy. Rastaman up on pagan soul. I'll never go where the pagans go. Never do what the heathens do. Cause never say. For Emperor Selassie, I trust and obey. Cross the words of the substance. I'll never go where the pagans go. Never do what the heathens do. Cause cross the far right, by the
we're side. Back at you on the Tuesday, March 4th edition of Talking Heads. 5:26 p.m. is the time. We got Pearly back in.
I'm right here, man.
All right, Pearly, listen, man. Listen, I got to give you a little heads up, too, man. Don't forget, you got to come check out. I told you, you got to come check out these fellas at Jokers, man.
This weekend might be a good idea.
Off the chain, buddy. Like, okay. Great show from start to finish. All right? You definitely want to check it out. And it's 2-for-1 on locals, all right? So definitely take advantage of that. Doors open at 8. Showtime is at 9 sharp. And, of course, it's Tuesday through Sunday, and we're located between the Carlin and the Beach Towers over there at the beautiful Atlantis. You got your headliner, Tyrone Burstyn. You got your feature comedian, Stephen Henry. And yours truly, funny show from start to finish, man. And if you definitely like, you know, dry bar comedy, SiriusXM satellite radio comedians, Comedy Central comedians, all of these guys got the credits, man. So definitely come get your laugh on. And 2-for-1, you cannot go wrong with that, man. Can't beat that with a stick. And starting next week, we'll have Joker's Wild Passes up for grabs, as well as gift certificates from Energy, from Naughty Johnny's, and from a couple others. So, yeah, the bag will be fully loaded, and it will be the return of the mind-bending brain teaser starting on Monday. Now that we got... Don't sound all excited, Pearly.
I got the mind-bending brain teasers. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, you got to wait till Monday. These ain't no easy trivia now. You gotta work for this. These ain't just no freebie, you know?
And Joker's Wild is worth it, so, you know.
Yeah. Naughty, I don't know if it's fair to consider having hardware when we're talking about the WNBA, because we all know in order to obtain hardware, the person needs also a solid, cohesive team. Realistically, that could be harder to obtain in the NBA. There are less skilled players. This is why I like to assess Caitlin Clark on an individual basis as opposed to her winning a ring. That is just one bunch of fanboy crap. Is that fair enough for me to say, Pearly? Listen, as a stand-up comedian and somebody who's very familiar with BS and good BS and bad BS, I credit you with the BS. That's some solid BS.
I was about to run to the bathroom this night. I was boffed.
Absolute BS. I mean, fanboy crap, but nonetheless, your BS skills are strong. Nobody buying it. But hey, if that works for you, go ahead and say it. And Caitlin Clark would beat LeBron and Bronny with... She'd beat LeBron and Bronny. She beat him with her eyes closed. Okay.
You sound like you want transgender people play women's basketball now.
Dexter, who said Ali Sadiq? You want to see Ali? I mean, we could make we could make that happen. Just coughing because I can't get over that Caitlin Clark comment for you. That is some real. I mean, that's better than the LeBron sexuals making up their fake memes.
What this text is going to realize is Caitlin Clark is a pure jump shooter, and the talent in that WNBA in like college, and if you can, she can start feeling it because it's getting more and more talented.
It is, and I don't think about the whole statement about WNBA teams. Weren't there a plethora of trades this offseason in the WNBA that enhanced teams and brought in help for some of these stars?
In full disclosure, Indiana's going to be a much better team because they picked up a really good, I can't remember the name of the young lady, I want to say Bronner. They picked up a really good player that will help carry that team. But so did the Chicago Sky, so did the LA Sparks, so did the Aces, so did the Lynx. All of them teams picked up some good players. So you're going to see a lot. There could be a paradigm shift in the hierarchy of the WNBA this year because teams like Chicago who didn't make the playoffs.
All right, check this out. The Indiana Fever added several new players for the 2025 WNBA season, including Natasha Howard, Dawana Bonner, Sophie Cunningham, and Sydney Colson. All four of them are an improvement. So you were right, Pearly, and they got a good one in there in Bonner.
They got a good team, but I don't want people to think that Caitlin's going to do that. Bonner's going to bring to that team what they don't have, some grit, some toughness.
Yep. They need to. The Los Angeles Sparks have added several new players as well. Let me see who they've added. But anyway, like I said, I'm pulling up the Sparks right now. And Chicago added some too, Pearly, correct?
Yes, this guy picked up a player, a guard. They picked up a guard, and they expect to draft a guard.
All right, they just added Kelsey Plum to their roster. Plum is a two-time Olympian and three-time All-Star in the NBA. That's a big addition, and that's going to pick up a lot of the scoring slack in L.A. as well too. Your homegirl could get that knee injury taken care of.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty. Oh, she's a pretty blonde and blue-eyed thing. Oh, Lord, she's gorgeous. And she got talent.
And the knee is actually improving. And you look at the roster for the Sparks. They got Julie Alleman, Cameron Brink, and she's going to be healthy. She'll be back off the injury.
Yes.
Emma Cannon, Jerika Hamby, Rekia Jackson, and they've added Kelsey Plum. They got Odyssey Sims as well. They got some players there. That team's going to be improved as well also.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of improvement. And I think the Sparks got a new coach as well.
Well, they needed one for sure. But, yeah, it was getting kind of bleak. But like I say, you got to keep your eye out. I think there's going to be the landscape has changed. It's going to be very competitive in the WNBA this year.
It's going to be a fun season. I'm telling people. I keep telling people, watch women's basketball. It's really good. It's not like it used to be.
No, it's entertaining.
It's not like it used to be. It's there's some good young ladies that are playing ball, and the guy's got a lot of talent.
We got to look at a couple other things too outside of the WNBA and the NFL. Davante Adams on the move.
I see Davante, but the worst news that came out is gone for the season. He tore his ACL last night.
That's horrible.
I mean, Dallas has made one move, and I feel for them. Luka sent him a really nice message, though.
But that's good. But I mean,
with the hard luck that Dallas has, wow! You mean you get AD? The minute he comes in, he's hurt. Now your superstar's hurt. Dallas might still just chuck it. I'll put AD on the shelf for the rest of the season. Only 20 some games left.
We'll see where it goes.
I'll drop AD on the shelf and carry, and just hopefully in September bring them all back, and they'll be at a position that's good, you know.
Well, we got Nick Wright taking us home today, Pearly.
Should be interesting.
And he's endorsed the Lakers as 100% title contenders.
Well, you know, they are your boy Shannon Sharp thinks they're gonna take anybody they play, they'll beat five. But a lot of fellas are saying they don't think the Lakers can do it if they continue playing the way they're playing now, if they continue with the defense that they're playing, if they continue doing it, then they have a really good chance. But, you know, a lot of people just dismissing OKC. And my whole thing on it is, OKC is winning games here. And
no, but Purdy, I saw something last night. I thought Chet Holmgren was still out, but Chet isn't.
That's what I was trying to tell you, he's back.
Yeah, I thought he got re-injured, but no, he's back. And let me tell you, once Chet plays his way into shape, that's a different Oklahoma City team.
It's going to be key that he has to play great basketball, because I just don't know if they can win a seven-game series. They have a really good team. They can beat you on any given night.
I think if they force the tempo game and force you to run on a night-in and night-out basis, they're going to beat you long-term.
The Lakers can run.
Now, the difference is you got to break it down. They match up well everywhere else. Now you got to look in position. A healthy Chet Holmgren versus Jackson Hayes. I got to give the advantage to Holmgren.
Yeah, but Holmgren is an outside-in player. So it is not that he's going to be posting him up like that. So it may not be as effective as you think.
But no, Holmgren is good in the post when he needs to be, Pearly. He's added that to his game.
But his three-point shooting is more of a strength. He's not a Greek freak. He's not an NBA. He can post you up on the inside on every play.
No, but he could draw you out to the bucket, shoot the three in your face, and then go by you. Which he's proven. My thing is, don't sip as much of the Kool-Aid as you sipping, Pearly. I feel you. There's a lot of potential there. There's a good chance of the Lakers making a run. But we got to be realist about it, too.
We got to be realist. But I know you have a hate for LeBron. So that's clouding your realism.
No. I don't have a, again, there's always a silver lining for me, brother. I have had a good run with all I said. 90% of what I said so far pertaining to LeBron and his stay in L.A. has come to fruition. Okay? I'm not mad at that. And moving forward, Luka here. If they do anything, it's because of Luka. We've watched LeBron mired in LA for five or six years.
I'm not bigging the Lakers up on what LeBron. I'm bigging the Lakers up because we got a new superstar. I'm a Luka Laker now.
I'm a Luka Laker too. Luka brought me back. Luka waved up to the top and said, come down. I got you. I need you here. Forget this old dude. Yeah. I got you.
But you know, I know a Texter can put something. Let me get something straight with you now, Texter. I'm a Luka Laker in 2025. It doesn't take away that I'm a Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant Laker.
I'm just not a LeBron Laker, you know?
Just not a LeBron Laker. All right, let's get that right.
And because I'm a Laker, I could say I'm not a LeBron Laker. Probably because I've been a Laker a lot longer than y'all.
But not longer.
No, that'd be a lot. You and Methuselah keeping company. But I mean, yeah. Let's go to the phone lines.
That's two words. Just two words.
You threw me under the bus. I had to come back with the touche. You know how to go.
Just two words. Just two words. You know the two words.
You still my boy. You still my boy. I know the two words.
Every day.
I know the two words. Dodgers suck. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yes, Naughty. And boy, listen, you two guys are great when you go at it. In fact, persons who know nothing about sports would find sports very interesting to learn.
Well, thank you.
Especially to you two guys go at it. I have particular. Sorry.
You know, that's our intention, to entertain and get you guys interested.
No, you're doing a good job. You're doing a good job.
Appreciate that.
I really wish you would define some things for me, as things like who's the number one overall best basketball player on planet Earth.
Well, who do you think it is?
Actually, I think it's Jordan. It was Jordan. But who is, I don't know, but I think it was.
Well, what would surprise you, and probably I'll tell you this, I'm one of the few people that take on the Jordanites and the Brunsexuals as far as the GOAT in the game. I think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar should be in the conversation.
I was thinking about him too.
He is one on every level, from high school to college to the pros. Had a great body of work, had a legacy of winning, led the league in scoring for so many years, had a revolutionary shot to change the game in the sky hook.
Yes.
So he should be in the conversation. If he's a little bit old school, then, you know, I understand today's conversation with Jordan and LeBron. And I'm a believer, probably maybe a little different. I believe that stats and championships are intertwined. You have to have two in order to determine the greatest.
Would you accept my apology?
For what?
Because I forgot about Kareem.
Yeah, man, no worries. It's all good. We're all human.
But I would like to know about the human side of things. Is it? I've seen this guy I've watched some college stuff recently. This guy took the ball out of this girl, and the force he took it with was able to break her ankle. And I'm trying to understand, why is it that men are playing basketball with women?
Hold on. Can you break this down a little bit? Was this a college game? Was it a pickup game?
It looked to be a college game. It might have been another. I don't know whether it was, you know, major league. But the fact of the matter is, this guy, he was twice as tall as this guy. This is a guy in a girl's game. And I'm trying to understand, are you guys okay with this transition that's going on now where fellas are taking hormones?
Get clear. Be specific.
Yeah.
Transgender in sports. That's what you're trying to say.
I try and understand.
Let me cut right to the chase.
Go ahead.
I feel however anybody wants to lead their life is up to them.
Okay.
But by making that choice, you have to now have a special category. It's not fair to play against women. Because genetically, you're made up totally different.
And you now need hormones.
Hold on.
Can you imagine this?
But let me finish.
Go ahead.
So that you need to have a league of your own. And if there's a bunch of transgender athletes that want to become female from male, then that's fine. But now all of y'all are categorized and y'all want to swim. We'll take the swimmers and put y'all in events. We'll put y'all in track who want to run track. Basketball, so on and so forth. But it has to be against a group of your peers. And unfortunately, genetically, there will never be a group of peers, because if you started off a man, you're still going to be built like a man in the long run.
If they dig your body up 100 years from now, they will identify you as a man.
Whether you like it or not.
You identify yourself when you were alive. My whole thing about it is, just imagine this. Imagine these two scenarios. Imagine Mike Tyson decides that he wants to become a woman.
Oh, boy.
That would be preposterous. That would be ludicrous. Hold on, Pearlie. That's how you to talk like that about Mike Tyson. He would get very malodorous and malicious and upset. You don't want him to be carnivorous and devour people's children with their heart and their earlobes. Stop it, Mike.
I didn't mean to start this. You know.
And now imagine this. Imagine LeBron James decides to go play in the WNBA. Think that's fair?
Well, he might win more in the WNBA than he did in the NBA, so that might be an option.
You just can't leave that one alone.
That was too easy. I was looking fastball. You threw fastball. There's a deep drive. Yankees win.
The bottom line is, men should play men. Women should play women. If you decide that you don't want to be a man anymore and you want to go to that thing, then go in your own league. But I was totally against the guy who swam for Penn State. I'm glad they took all the medals back from him, because I don't think that was fair. He was ranked like...
And the Iranian boxer that got stripped when they went home.
Number one in women.
And remember, the Iranian boxer was stripped when they returned home.
But that's after you done killed somebody.
The point is, everybody's, in my opinion, entitled to lead their life however they want. If you choose to live in a specific way, then you need a category of your own.
Well,
transgender athletes shouldn't be participating with males or females.
The Democrats see it otherwise. I hope you realize what's going on with the resolutions in the House.
Yeah, but we talk at that in 4 o'clock, not 5 o'clock. But you can call me back at 4 and we'll pick that up tomorrow.
All right.
Good stuff. Yeah. Listen to this text. Naughty and Pearly. So Angel Reef needs to be drafted to the NBA since you want ballers to play against their peers then. Well, obviously, she has no compo in Caitlin. She's wiped the floor with her in college and the WNBA. So maybe Angel does need to play in the NBA because she's not.
You can see how she's looking in this unrivaled league. She's looking really good.
But anyway,
she's looking,
you know,
really good.
I know.
She's not only looking really good, she's looking on the playing really good too.
And Texter, I'm kind of surprised you would even say that, because above them, Caitlin is definitely more NBA. She looked more mannish than Angel. So I don't know why you'd go there. You threw your girl Caitlin under the bus like that? Wow. Naughty, I joined in latest. Klay Thompson's career over. He's not playing good in Dallas. I know he played. He's had his spurts in Dallas, but obviously no Luka, no Kyrie, no AD. It's all Klay now. Just double team Klay. Klay's not a spring chicken anymore. So there you have it.
I don't think Klay has ever been 100% himself since that the bad knee injury. You know, he still can play for any team in the league. He still could come out and contribute in NBA in a real positive way. So.
All right, Pearly.
He's 30-something years old. He's not the clear vote.
We got to do this rapid fire because we over time now, and we got Nick Wright them taking us home. All right, so okay. Rapid fire. Here we go. NBA tonight, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Don't forget, they got the bracketology going on. You can win up to $250,000 for a perfect bracket, $3,000 for the closest bracket. All right, for more information, simply log on to theislandgame.com. The game you know, the friends you trust. All right, here we go. Rapid fire, the Rockets +4.5 against the Pacers. I like the Pacers in the money line. The Rockets have been losing a lot of games lately. They lost 10 out of the last 16. I like the Pacers to get it.
I like the Rockets tonight.
All right, Raptors +7.5 against the Magic. Give me the Raptors +7. They're great against the spread. The Magic are horrible against the spread. The Magic may win, but I don't think they cover the 7.5. So give me the Raptors +7.5.
I'm just going to take the money line on Magic. Anything could happen. You never know what's happening. So I'm just going to be safe and go with the money line on the Magic.
Warriors in the Knicks. Warriors +5 against the Knicks. 5.5, that is. I'm taking the Warriors +5.5.
I'm going to take the Knicks and the points. But Draymond Green, he just won't get stopped. He just won't stop.
Milwaukee anyway. Bucks -6 against the Atlanta Hawks. I like the Bucks to win by 6 on the road. They're coming off rest and they're playing an injured Hawks team. I like the Bucks to get it done.
I think the Hawks got off on the Grizzlies last night. That was an emotional win off the Grizzlies last night. I think they can beat that. They're going to come down off the height. I like the Bucks tonight, and I like the Bucks and the points tonight.
Cavaliers -13 over the Bulls. The Bulls are good against the spread. I'm going to take the Cavaliers in the money line.
Yeah, I'll ride with you.
Timberwolves +14 over the Sixers. I like them in the money line. 14 is way too much of a cover for them right now.
Well, that's possible, but I'm still going to ride with you in the money line.
Clippers -3 over the Suns. I like the Clippers to get this done tonight. I'll take the Clippers -3. They're due for a win. The Suns are injured, walking wounded. I like the Clippers -3.
Yeah. Out. Ben Simmons is out. Nick Powell out for the Clippers. Beal is game time decision. Martin is out. I ride with you.
Yeah, because they still got Kawhi Leonard. They still got Harden. They still got so. And the Pelicans, 9.5 points against the Lakers. I like the Lakers to win this one. And guess what? I like the Lakers to win by double digits. So give me the Lakers -9.5.
I like the Lakers in the points tonight as well. Yeah.
All right. Naughty and Pearly, will Steph get another ring? Who knows?
No.
Yes, I agree. Klay's injury was, since the injury, he was never the same. And last, Boston will win the championship again. No.
A good game will be on Saturday with the Lakers in Boston. We'll see.
We'll have a look. How good they look. All right. Well, we got to get to the break, Pearly. I appreciate you, man. We got to get to the break. Good stuff as always. You're in tomorrow for Lang and then in at 5, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have Reverend Beryl Higgs, Reverend Angela Palacios, and Reverend Marie Roach. We're going to talk about Lent and we're going to talk about women priests.
Good stuff.
How they get in. It should be interesting.
All right, man. We're looking forward to it, man. Everybody have a great Tuesday. We'll do it again tomorrow, man. Quick break, flip side of the break. Nick Wright and the crew taking us home. Don't talk.
Red, the way you own this red and be a blood that run red. Go tell them revolution to swing over them head. Feel bumper, you this your one, you are your peg. Marcus Giavitt did, don't come, said the man, you well said, deliver to Italy, your life's late.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich. Bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe extra-large white meat filet topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce, all placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, The Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? Where you bought it? Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street with delivery to all Family Islands. The Armory Company, where your tech problems meet their match.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Hey, the one in the throne I'm rule. In the rather say they have not tried. You don't know, say them they are the fool. Hey, there is no other like Jah. Be wise and not a guide. Some can't recognize.
My entire life. Bruises.
This guy. This guy's unbelievable. Brew, we need you back. Brew back Monday, or Tuesday. We need him back, Wild.
We're back from vacation, and because Nick stopped smoking.
What? A long time ago.
7 days.
No, that's not true.
All of a sudden, he's claiming he can beat me in a bike race.
I told you, I beat you in a doctor test.
A doctor
and
test.
And I obviously, I bike 20 miles every single day.
And
every
said,
single
I
day.
I said, what type of bike do you have? He said, I don't have it. I said, do you have a helmet? He goes, no.
Oh.
I said, how?
All of a sudden, our great sponsor Peloton is not real biking. Tell them that. Tell my instructor.
You don't have an instructor.
I do.
What's their name?
She's the girl that does the in-game entertainment for the Nets. Allie Love.
Allie Love, know you?
Oh yeah, we've met at the Nets game. I said she's inspired my triathlon training.
Goodness,
it's all true.
7-2 since Luka joined the team. Got over on the Clippers last night, 2 wins in a row against the Clippers. Popped into the title conversation in a real way. Here are the odds. OKC is number one because they're the best team. The Celtics are number two because they're the third best team. The Cavs are number three because they're the second best team. Lakers are in second place in the West. They're tied for fourth with the Warriors. A little bit of a nostalgia. That's the nostalgia zone right there.
Uh-huh.
And then the Denver Nuggets, who I saw yesterday in Boston. Great.
They haven't quite been the same ever since you guaranteed they were going to go
back
to that.
Not the same without Aaron Gordon either, but just not good.
Yeah.
How legit are the Lakers' title chances?
I mean, as far as do they have a chance? Are they a legitimate contender? 1,000%.
Yeah, I think so.
And I at this point, I'm very excited. This week they have a TNT game to see what the Chuckster says, because at some point you got to wave that white flag.
Which critique of Charles Barkley towards the Lakers are we trying to
the idea, well, I mean, when the trade happened, it was that the Lakers got worse and the Mavs were the big winners, at least for this year.
Yeah.
And that was an opinion a lot of people at least somewhat shared, was that for this year the Mavs might be better and that the Mavs were bigger contenders. And then there was the kind of universally held notion that the Lakers wouldn't be able to defend, that LeBron, smartest player ever who's played more basketball literally than any human being ever to live, I don't think he's going to figure out how to play with a great player, guys. I just don't think, does he know there's only one ball? Like, what is he going to do? Turns out that you put one supercomputer with another supercomputer and the offense is great. Even when the one supercomputer, Luka, wasn't playing great, then yeah, LeBron didn't play great, Luka did. And of course, LeBron is better on defense when he doesn't have to carry. These things to me were pretty obvious. What I did not, like, of course that would happen. I didn't see them all of a sudden becoming the best defense in basketball.
Yeah.
That's remarkable and almost inexplicable. But of course, there you have two of the best eight players in the world right now. And LeBron is still that without a doubt. Luka will be when he's back to full form. Of course you're a contender.
All right, so let's dig in on the defense.
Yeah.
Last 19 games, they are the best defensive team in the league. And 19 is not a small
sample. It's a quarter
sample
of the season.
So it's got, these are mixed in a little bit of a few AD games, but still 16-3, defensive rating 106 is best, opponent's field goal percentage less than, under 42%.
And it really is just a few AD games, because AD got hurt before he was traded.
Yeah, so it didn't even count like the Knicks game.
I think it's just six AD games in there.
So here's the thing. This is the odd part of the defensive, their improvement. Their strategy, it seems to be, go ahead and shoot threes.
It's the old Bucks strategy under Coach Bud.
Oh, yeah. But
remember, but they had a huge rim protector.
So that's the weird thing.
Yes.
So they're allowing, say, go ahead and shoot a three. So opponents are shooting 46% of their points are coming from threes, except they're not making. They're only shooting
46% 32%. Of their shots are
the
coming
shots
from three.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
But they're only making 32%.
Only making 32.
Yeah.
So, and then I was like, well, let me dig into these numbers. Celtics took 41. They made 13. The Warriors took 53. They made 16. Last night, the Clippers shot 39 and made 12. So, at some point, either teams will, this is just a small sample size, even though it doesn't seem like a small sample size, and teams will start to hit these threes, or they are actually willing to say they're the best defensive team, but the numbers say they're the best defensive
team. Well, let me ask you a question, because you were at Celtics Nuggets.
Yeah.
And then I'll get to this specifically. If you looked at just the raw numbers of, wow, the Nuggets missed a lot of wide open threes in that game.
Well,
But those were wide open threes that the Celtics wanted to be wide open threes because they wanted Russell Westbrook shooting those threes.
Yeah, he took eight.
He took eight. Christian Brown took eight. You know, so they were. So I think that, yes, it is partially, I don't think they're going to continue, opponents aren't going to continue shooting 32% necessarily, but it is intentional. And that then brings back a topic that at the beginning of the year, when the Lakers had a middling record,
mm-hmm.
or a similar record to last year, was a very popular topic on all these talk shows that talk about the Lakers and get very defensive if anyone about the Lakers talks about the talk shows, which is, was coaching a problem last year? Now, I understand Darvin Ham evidently has more friends than Roy Rogers, but it would appear, Mr. Rogers is what I meant to say, my apologies. Roy Rogers, not what I meant. But can we now objectively say he wasn't doing a good job? Can we say with, and now I know some have moved the goalpost to, well, remember, in his first year, he made the conference finals. So that's the standard, JJ, you've got to reach, which is kind of weird. It's like, okay, so this year, if they make the second round, it's bad. But then if in his third year, you win 45 games, it's improved. It doesn't really make sense, but it's fine. JJ Redick, I was concerned about JJ's ability to handle the day-to-day media scrutiny, because I do think he is a little too online. I think you saw that from one of his quotes last week about what the kids were going to accuse him of doing. Like, that's not something you normally hear from. I think that he might be a little too defensive. What nobody questioned was how much he knew basketball. And again, I just want to know the rules of engagement on this stuff. Is it still LeBron James hired his podcast partner? Because if he did, does he get to share the Coach of the Year trophy if JJ wins it? Like, how does it work? I know, like, LeBron traded for Russell Westbrook, but made them trade for Anthony Davis, but doesn't get the two rings for the Anthony Davis move. But then does he get the Luka credit? Because you traded AD for Luka, or is it just the bad moves? He forced out poor Darvin Ham. Okay. He forced out poor Frank Vogel.
I will answer your question with a question.
Yeah.
If the Lakers flame out in the playoffs, are we allowed to say, oh, that didn't work? Or is it just supposed to be like, he's 40. What do you want him to do?
Well, what does flame out in the playoffs mean? If they lose in round one, I think
I don't know. I really don't have a sense of what everyone's expectations are now that they're number two in the West. What are they supposed to do?
So
theoretically, lose in the Western Conference Finals, right?
I think that. So I think everyone's expectations normally are play to your seat.
Yeah.
Right? Like that. So two would be that. If they were two and Denver was three, would Denver be the favorite in that series?
Probably.
You know what I mean? Be very, very close.
Yeah.
So, but again, they are the two. They're also, I think, one game from being the four because 2, 3, 4 is so compacted. So I wouldn't consider if they end up. Let's say they lose one game in the standings and fall to the four spot, and they play OKC in round two and lose.
I think that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. And let's say they're the 2-3, the two or the three, and play Denver in round two.
I think Denver would still win.
I think that they need to. I think that right now, for me, losing to any team in the West that isn't OKC or Denver, if this team stays at this level of health, is underachieving. And so when it was like you were saying, well, he's 40. When I was talking about the coaching, if we're talking about who is going to get the lion's share of the blame there, that we have to see how a series plays out if it happens. I know that the best player is supposed to be Luka. It hasn't been to this point, and so usually the best player gets the focus of it. But up to this point, it hasn't been Luka. It's been LeBron. And so we'll see if he can keep that up.
All right, so all of a sudden, Lakers are in second place, which means, as part of the rules, they should have an MVP candidate on the team. Here are the MVP odds right now. SGA basically going to run away with it. Then Joker at 2. Giannis far behind, tied with Tatum. What is that, plus 20,000?
Yeah.
Seems like a lot. And then Donovan. Cavs are more of a well-rounded team, so I think it's hard to pick somebody from the Cavs. But is LeBron in the conversation? He's got no odds.
Well, so, I mean, again, two-man race.
Mm-hmm.
The reason those other guys are on there is because no one has reached the 65-game threshold. So you can't, you know what I mean? So in theory, if God forbid, if Shea or Joker both went down with two-month-long injuries, they wouldn't be eligible for MVP. So here's what I would like to stipulate.
Okay.
If we stipulate that in this year's NBA MVP debate, Joker and SGA are Josh Allen and Lamar from the NFL MVP debate.
Okay.
Where it is, those are the top two candidates. You know, you can have varying opinions about either
one. Joker is Lamar in this scenario because he's got the MVPs
already? No, I'm not even doing that piece of it. I'm saying that two guys separated themselves from the pack, but you have a five-man ballot.
Got you.
So no one is arguing that LeBron should get a first or second place vote. I'm not arguing that yet. What I am saying is there is no argument for him not to be showing up third, fourth, fifth on a bunch of ballots other than we decided he's too old and we thought he wouldn't still be this good. So the reason the Lakers are the two seed wilds, there's a lot of reasons. This graphic right here might be the biggest. When LeBron has not had AD or Luka.
That's pretty good.
34-8-8 on 58-55 splits, and they're 7-1. Okay, what are the individual numbers? Well, here are the guys who are top 25 in everything. Points, rebounds, and assists. LeBron, Giannis, and Jokic. So let's just compare LeBron's year to, again, I'm putting SGA and Joker aside. They are clearly 1-2 or 2-1.
You want them in the mix.
I just...